Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit, where we engage you to become spiritually fabulously and fit and physically and mentally fit in God's kingdom. This is a special episode this Friday night because I have the famous Carl Mathis. I mean, he has been around quite some time, but his books are so profound, so prolific. I had to have him on, especially when we're just, coming out of May, going into June, just close to Father's. So this is episode both for men and women. Carl Mathis doesn't want you to settle for less than you are capable of or less than what God wants for you. I repeat it. He doesn't want you to settle for less than you are capable of or less than what God wants for you. So right after this commercial, we're going to talk to Elder Mathis to find out what he's talking about.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
We're back with Elder Carl Mathis, a preacher, author with the gift of influencing and deeply touching the hearts and souls of those who need to hear spiritual truth in practical terms. The author of Life is What You Make It, 7 Steps to Moving Forward, and other inspiring volumes have imparts a profound message for all who desire to be spiritually fortified. I like how you put that. Spiritually fortified means you got to add to and remain goal-oriented. In this little guide to an abundant work, home, and spiritual life, he instructs that the sum of your life is in the choices that you make. That is so true. If you choose wisely, your life will be rich and rewarding. If you choose with a plan in your head and God in your heart, you will never lose. Mathis teaches ages biblical principles that God reveals the key to personal success each and every moment of every day. In pursuing your purpose, and I wonder for my listeners out there, do you know what your purpose is? Do you know why you are here? Are you serving? Are you using your gifts and talents? In pursuing your purpose, Carl Mathis shows you how to release yourself from damaging relationships and debilitating fears, because that fears will hold you back, and move beyond your painful past. Let's welcome Elder Mathis. Hello, Elder Mathis. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Renee. I'm so
thank
blessed.
Thank you for coming. No, I am blessed and an honor because everybody out there, I haven't never met him. I have seen him. He's been on the horizon. He has some fantastic work. So the pursuing your purpose. But before we even go into it, but just tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, most people don't know my story, or some people know my story. When was it? December 2005, when I lost my wife by the way of death. And I had to raise 3 young boys as a single parent. And, you know, I went through some difficult times because the thing is, you have to be a mother and a father at the same time. You know what I'm saying? That was some difficult times I had to go through. You know, that's when I wrote Life is What You Make It, 7 Steps to Moving Forward. So, you know, I could help people overcome their situation and so forth. And, you know, in these times, it's not difficult to raise children, even with a mother and a father. But trying to raise as a single parent. So, you know, right now, I just want to give hats out to all the single parents out there. just want to give them hats off because it's not difficult to raise, you know, any child in this day and age as a single parent. But, you know, I had to lean on God, and of course God pulled me through, and, you know, it's all been God.
Wow, that is good. That is good. So you wrote that book to let everybody know that they can move forward instead and remain in that pit or in that hell or, you know, in that misery of can't move forward. So let's talk about this book here, Pursuing Your Purpose. First, explain what purpose is, because, you know, it has been all over the internet. You got so many life coaches. Let me help you find your purpose. Is your purpose inside of you? Is it under the rug? Where is it? Yeah, where is the purpose?
I did some research when I was writing this book. And you're right, I did find out there's quite a few books out there that's, you know, talking about purpose, you know, purpose this and purpose that, you know. But my book, Pursuing Your Purpose, really is a book that I aim to help people to understand what they are here for and how to aim for and to achieve it. My book, Pursuing Your Purpose, uses scriptural texts, such as the parable of Jesus Christ and many stories. I did this so they will help people understand the value of their purpose and the urgency in pursuing it now rather than later. Pursuing Your Purpose divided into 5 chapters. Pursuing Your Purpose, Elevate Your Purpose, Control Your Purpose, Examine Your Purpose, and Master Your Purpose. Because, you know, we all have a purpose given by God, and we need to fulfill that purpose. Don't you agree, Renee?
I do, Elder Mathis. I do, because but there's so many people that say, well, what is it? Because in Sunday school this week and last week, we have been talking about the gifts that God have given, the gifts and talents. And everybody was going back and forth about do we possess them and why we only use them on the outside and we don't use them inside the church. So for my listeners out there, when you're talking about purpose, you're talking about that gift, that talent, something that God has given to them uniquely. Is that so?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. God gives talents to the world and gifts unto his people. And we ought to utilize those gifts. We cannot store up the gifts. It's not going to serve them no purpose, and it's not going to serve God any purpose. Why give you the gifts if you're not going to use it? You got to utilize those gifts. Utilize it to help people, caring for each other. Utilize it to help you, to elevate. You got to use your gifts. Don't hold on to your gifts. Use them.
The message is use them and go forth with it. So let's talk about these talents and gifts, because, you know, there are times when I that's why I said, whoa, to your book. Because there's sometimes when I give people the message of the nobleman, you know, and he gave his, what, 3 servants some money, and the first one doubled it. The second one only did it maybe about 5 times, and then the next one put it in the ground. So let's talk about that one there that put it in the ground, you know, because we all got a story. We're all going through something. And so this story that we are going through right now, people out there, is not for you. It is for you, but to give and help other people. So, yes, I like how – let's talk about this here, because I like how you explain it. So go ahead and explain it to my listeners, Elder Matt.
Oh, absolutely. Now, why would you hold on to your gift? It's not really going to profit you anything. How is it going to profit you if you hold on to it? You know, with the 3 servants, as I explained in the book, the one that hold back the talents, now, he hold it back, he hide it, he didn't do anything with it. You know, if you don't plant something, it will never grow. There was one time I had, let me tell you a little story. I had a little mango tree in my backyard. Now, it stayed there for quite a few times. I never water it, I never care for it, I never did anything with it. And it stays the same particular size, basically. So one year, I decided I'm going to, you know, till the ground, put some water, and take care of it. And Renee, before you know it, the mango tree exploded. It grew so fast. And all my friends, all my neighbors now had to come, you know, and help me, you know, get the mangoes. So what I'm trying to get your listeners to understand, it's not going to serve you any purpose to hold on to your gifts. Your gifts was given for, to use, used to help people, used to further the kingdom of God, used to even help you. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I know. When you were saying this, I was thinking, and I had wrote like an affirmation, because it's about, well, first of all, it's about the bird here. The birds, you know, I got these beautiful plants and everything, and I run them off and run the bees off and wonder why they're here and everything, and trying to kill the bees, until one of my patients says, well, you know, Renee, those bees are there for a reason, because they pollinate so you can have the fruit. Plus it's that they pick up things and go take it somewhere else into somebody else's yard, and they can have fruit. And then I thought, ooh, here I'm going to kill these poor little bees and squirrels trying to get them away from my plants. In other words, we got to, like you say, plant and spread it around. So, yes, we do. When we got a purpose, when we got a gift or something, you help other people with it and not be like the servant and hide it.
Right. Most people don't realize that the kingdom of God is centered around sowing and reaping, planting and growing. It's not going to grow if you don't take care of it. If you don't sow, you're not going to. It's sowing and reaping. The whole kingdom of God is centered around sowing and reaping. But most people don't understand that. Don't store up your gifts, ladies and gentlemen. Utilize your gifts to the max. God gives you to utilize it. Once you utilize it, he's going to pour right back into you. You're never going to get finished.
So true, so true. I like it, this one part, make use of your space. The beginning stage is good and welcome, and the finishing product isn't bad either, so live with it. But the thing that seems to turn over our lives upside down is the occurrence of what happens in time between, I guess, the doctor slapping your bottom and your name being carved on that stone plate. So make use of the time that you're here. Oh, Elder Mathis, that is cold. But go ahead, explain, make use of your space to my listeners.
Oh, wow. We have to make use of our space. We're only here for a short time. You know, we come in for a short time, and we have to do something with our lives. What's the sense does it make that most people, let me talk about, let's say faith is a perfect example. Because most people, or quite a few people, they say they have faith, but they don't do anything. You can't just have faith and don't do anything, because faith is an action word. So you can't just say faith and don't do nothing with it. James says, faith without works is dead.
Dead.
If you don't do nothing with it, then nothing's not going to happen. You have to utilize your space, your small space while you're here, because time is moving so fast, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't have no time to waste. Jesus is soon to come. So we have to utilize our talents, utilize our gifts in this small space that we have. We have to utilize it. And God is going to be well pleased. I promise you, he's going to be well pleased.
I like that when I say so, that accepting value. Let's talk about the space. I'm jumping ahead, because I have a place here, a condo, and I was, you know, they were going to sell the place, and I'm riding down the street and saying, oh, God, what am I going to do? I got to find a place, you know, because when you're self-employed, they want, like, your work history. They want this and that and this and that. And I'm riding down the street in the car, and bam, like somebody hit me in the chest, and out of my mouth came, said, God said, you got space. Utilize what you have there instead of looking for other space and just sort of barter with the people. And when he said that, I threw things out. I made it look like more of like a little wellness spa, and more people started coming in. So when I saw that, when it says utilize what you have, utilize what you have. Don't always try to go out and get more and more and more. Utilize it, work it. I like this other thing, accepting valuable advice. Mm.
Oh, wow. That is so important.
Mm.
As there are so many advice out there that we have to be very careful of what we put into our system, into our body. Once we get that, you know, information into our body, whether good or bad, it's going to affect us. So we have to be very careful. We have to get around the right set of people. We have to go to the right function, get the right information, good advice, because all of that is going to be profitable for you in the long run. You don't want to get around negative people. That's not going to profit you. You don't want to get around people that's holding you back, that's putting negativity in your spirit. That's not helping you at all. You want to get good advice, people that's encouraging you, motivating you. Sometimes, Renee, we have to just, you know, cut off people. I mean, whether friends or family, sometimes we have to cut them off. Sometimes it's going to be a little bit harsh sometimes, but it's to benefit you and to benefit the kingdom and to benefit God. And in the long run, you're going to see how it's going to work out.
Mm, that is so true, because this must be the, I guess, the second confirmation I heard this week about if you want to excel in your business, you got to hang around the people with the winners, the champions, the people that have already been there where you are
Absolutely.
Heading for, because they can pull you up. Don't hang with the same people you hang all the time, because they're in the same boat as you and they have really nothing to offer you. So, yes, you can be friends with them, but if you want your business to excel, you got to meet new people. You got to step out. And this, and you, the same thing with your gifts, as you say. You got those gifts. Mm-hmm. But your family has always strained you of their gifts. You got to take it to somebody else. Or otherwise, that somebody else's life is not going right because they have not received your gifts. And then, like you said, we got to seek counsel. And that counsel got to be also praying to God first instead of praying to God to get us out of the situation. We should pray to God before we get into the situation is right. Planting those seeds.
Oh,
that is so good.
I'm sorry to cut you off. There's a lot of people out there who made it already, who did what you and I are trying to accomplish. It would be very, very important to get around these people. Why? Because they already did what we are trying to do. So it will be much easier. There will be less downfall because they will guide us right. So you need to get around the right people.
When you said there'd be less downfall, I was trying to find it in my Bible, in my book there, one of the verses, and I have to paraphrase it. God, hold on to God's hand because he will not let you stumble or fall. He's always there for you. So he will never leave you nor forsake you. So there's a paraphrase that if you hang with the right people, as you say, they're not going to let you fall. Neither is God. You know, you may stumble, but he's there to catch you. So this other thing, take the shackles off. I was looking at that and I was like, oh, because, you know, some people like to live in that unforgiveness world because that's all they have left. You know, and the wife is bitter because the husband left them. Why should she go on and with her life and focus on loving and being friendly with that? She wouldn't focus on the negativity. So take the shackles off. Tell everybody what you mean by that.
Oh, yeah, we like to carry those baggage with us to, you know. We have an old relationship where we had some bad situation. We like to carry it on to the next and, you know, carry that baggage. We got to shake that off, leave that behind. You know, everybody is not the same. You cannot judge another person because you had a bad situation, maybe a relationship or circumstance or whatever. You cannot judge somebody else because of what you had in the past. Is everybody is different, in that case. So what we have to do is leave that shackles, just shake it off. Take it off and move on. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying to totally forget it because it's, you know, we're not going to totally forget it. But you have to move on. The purpose here is to move on. Move on farther into better things. Don't keep that baggage on you. Don't keep that negative past with you. Don't keep that bad relationship with you. Don't keep that thing that you have long time ago, you keep remembering it. That's preventing you. That's really just a hindrance from you moving forward. Just let it go and let's move on. Trust God and just let it go and move on.
Mm. You have that in the way you said it. It's time to move on. The graveyard is full of dead and dried up bones. That is a good one, because you also got to think of Lot's wife. You know, do not look back, and she looked back, and what happened? She turned into a pillar of stone. So you would agree, too, if we focus too much on the past, we're paralyzed in the moment, that we cannot go on into the future.
Absolutely. If you go in the graveyard, as I said in the book, that's all you see there, dried up bones. Everything there is, you know, it's dead. Don't think about the past. The past is history. Now, as I say again, we know it's not going to be easy. We know it's going to be a little struggle. But you still got to fight it and move on. You got to let go of the past. Just shake that shackle off. Don't let that shackle holding you down. Because that's just a hindrance. That's just holding you back from your destiny. That's just holding you back from your future. That's holding you back from pursuing your purpose. And the object here is for you to fulfill your purpose.
Preacher, you're right, because if we do focus on the negativity, on the past, then we're not honoring ourselves, we're not honoring God, and we're not moving forward there. So you say visualize the empty road? Visualize,
wow.
Okay, wow, yeah. Let's say you're driving on the highway at approximately 6 p.m. Traffic is backed up for miles and miles, and you have a difficult day at work, so you're in a hurry to get home and relax. However, you're in a hurry, the traffic is preventing you from getting home as quickly as you would like, as you're extremely frustrated, but you have no choice but to adjust to the current condition. So visualize the empty road. So go ahead, tell us about that. We're on traffic, everything around us, and we're not moving, and you want us to visualize an empty road? Tell me about it.
It's all mind games. The enemy is playing with us. It's all mind games. He wants us to keep thinking about the traffic in our lives, the negative in our lives. The enemy is very crafty, and he plays tricks with our minds. That's why God specifically say the renewing of your mind. Everything controlled by the mind. It seems to be that you can call the mind ground zero for whatever transfer in your life. So if you visualize the empty road, before you know it, there was one time, I believe it was a couple of weeks ago, I was coming home on the highway, and there was a lot of traffic. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with South Florida traffic, but it is something else.
Mm-hmm.
So it was getting frustrated at a time with me. So what I did was I started to talk to God like he was sitting right next to me, like, say, Renee sitting in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to God just like he was there with me. And before you know it, Renee, I was pulling up in my driveway. And I tell you, I wish that was a longer ride. Because I wish that ride was a longer ride. Because I was so focused and talking to God, it took my mind off the traffic. So this is what I'm saying. Take your mind off the situation and the circumstance. Picture the empty road. It's all you all alone. You heading for the finish line. It's all mind games. The enemy is playing with us. But we have to take control of our mind. Take control of our situation. Take control of our circumstance. Take control of our purpose. And allow God to do his work in us and fulfill our purpose. So this is what I'm trying to get, you know, people to understand.
When after I heard you speak, or after I read that paragraph, it says visualize the empty road. I want to stay here for a minute because there's two things. You said the circumstance and everything. I thought about, which is still about the same, all the distractions in your life or around you, and all you see is them, and you don't see that road. Like you said, you're in traffic, you're getting frustrated, when you can be in traffic with God. Like you said, now you're talking to God, and you can enjoy the scenery, and you never know, the person next to you smile or something. You know, you never know. So my listeners out there, stop, focus on the situation where you're at. Focus on that visual, that visualize that empty road. But that road is with God leading you to your destination. Now, there's a second thing to it. Like you, I was new in the area. It was dark, and I was driving. It wasn't familiar. Next thing I know, I got on Rock Creek. It was a parkway. Where I took this girl home seemed easy, and I should have went back the way she said, but somehow I got lost, and all I could do was pray. I took off this dark road, did not know where I was going, then went down and recognized the street, and was busy, thank God, because I need light, and I jumped out of the car. All I got is $2. I told her I need gas, and I don't know where Maryland is. So this white guy next to me said, hey, here's another dollar, get you the gas, baby, and just follow me. I'll show you. And he showed me how to get right back on and get on back to Maryland. He said, you're not that far. I said, thank you, Jesus. So I know what you mean. Now, you said searching for real value. It's been said that diamonds are a girl's best friend. Is it clear that because of the beauty and the glitter revealed in its precious quality, the size and color would make you say, wow, that's lovely? So what is this searching for real value? Searching. Yeah, explain that.
Oh, wow. I mean, if we know the process that a diamond go through to get its value.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, The pressure.
The pressure. Oh, you know, go ahead.
We're looking at the end result. The glitter. But most time we don't want to go through the process of getting the glitter.
Don't want to go. We all want to go to heaven, but don't want to work to get there.
There you go.
Wow,
you
that
have
is
to do
deep.
The work.
That is deep. Elder Mathis, this is truly, truly a very deep, poetic book. My listeners out there, to me, God was really using you, because if you read his book, it's more like little stories, like Max Lucado. You're sort of like on his level. Parables, Jesus level, you know, all three of you get them little stories and got something in it. Whoa, this is fascinating. It's really fascinating how you take everyday situations and make it into a little story. But, everyone, he applies it to the script. The script is there, and then it's like a devotional. There is the thing. Wow. We got about a minute left. So I just want you to be able to give two things to my listeners, and then we're going to ask you where we can get the book from. Go ahead. Two things
I want to give my listeners is, you know, I just basically want to tell them, listen, life is not easy. Life is going to do his thing. All you have to do is do your thing. You know, we have a saying that we say, you know, you take care of God's business and God's going to take care of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You just go ahead and do your thing. Let life do his thing. Situation is going to happen. Circumstance is going to happen. Why? Because that's life. You can't get away from that. Don't, you know, kill yourself trying to worry about those things. Don't get frustrated about those things. You just go ahead and do your thing, and everything will fall into place.
Yes, yes. Tell everybody where you can get your book from.
Well, the book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it at download or the print version of the book. In fact, I was just informed a little while ago by my PR that it was number one in the ebook download and on Amazon, which blew my mind.
Wow, that's good. That is good. So, tell me about your website, please.
Well, my website is currently being built right now. It should be up in
about
a couple of weeks or so.
Okay, but at least everybody know, my listeners out there, We got about 10 seconds, and everybody, you've got to get this book. It is called Mathis, Pursuing Your Purpose, How to Discover God's Revelation for Your Life. I want to thank you so very much. Thank you, and God bless. And truly, this book is going to be really a number one bestseller on everybody's list. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Rena. It's been a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you back. Thank you so much, and you take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.